Good morning, this is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking this week so far about the different names that were given to Christ, thinking about the celebrating the birth of Christ this week, and we were looking in the book of Isaiah, prophet Isaiah, who in chapter 9, has given us a number of the names of Christ, and we've been talking about a different name each morning here. And I think it's a tremendous blessing that we as God's people, as Christians, are able to freely celebrate the birth of Christ. Without any fear, we're able to do that. Even as the world celebrates in a wrong way, we are blessed to celebrate Christ in a right way, his birth. And I just think it's such a blessing that we're able to do that. And so we want to talk about another name here today that was given to Christ in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And the one we want to look at today is the Everlasting Father. Everlasting here implies that there is no end. To be everlasting and have no end is to be eternal, and Jesus is eternal. As I mentioned yesterday, Jesus is God, and I pointed out from Scripture that he created the heavens and the earth and everything in them, including mankind. So, Jesus is not a created being. He is eternal. He always was. He had no beginning. He was in eternity past and will always be into eternity future. And I know that because we human beings have finite minds, it's hard for us to wrap our minds around these truths. To us, everything had a beginning. God created the heavens and the earth. Jesus was there, Jesus was with him and created the heavens and the earth. The earth had a beginning. To us, everything has a beginning. But Jesus and God had no beginning. They always were. And again, that's hard for us to wrap our minds around that, but we believe it by faith. Well, how is Jesus, the Everlasting Father, and yet he spoke much about God as his father when he lived on earth? So how do we reconcile that? Well, as I said before, I can't explain all these facts, but I believe them by faith. Jesus also made some interesting statements to the Jews that identified him as one and the same as God the Father. I know that sounds maybe foreign to us, but it's truth. It's Scripture. In John 10, we have recorded a conversation between Jesus and the Jews, which highlights my point. I'm going to read those verses to you. John chapter 10, verse 24, says this, "Then came the Jews round about him, and said unto him," that is Jesus here, "How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly." And I'll read down through verse 38 here. And Jesus' response to them is this, verse 25. Jesus answered them, "I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." Verse 30. Note, listen to this. "I and my Father are one." Verse 31. "Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me?" The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God." Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him, whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, Thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Wow. Isn't that powerful? Very clearly here, Jesus laid open the fact to the Jews that he and God are one. And it's absolutely fitting then that he be called the Everlasting Father. That's so interesting, isn't it? Well, there's another portion of Scripture that speaks to the exact same truth. And again, in the Gospel of John in chapter 14, we have here where Jesus was speaking to his disciples just before he went to the last Passover meal with them. And here he was sharing his heart with them. He was wanting to give them as much encouragement as he could, as he knew that very soon he would be leaving them. In fact, he was only hours away from his crucifixion. So he begins by telling them not to be troubled by circumstances around them. And here are his words. I'll read to you John 14, the first 11 verses. But note what he says here in these verses about him and his Father. Verse 1, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me, that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. And I'll stop reading there, that portion of Scripture. But it's absolutely incredible, those words that Jesus spoke to his disciples here. He was saying that if they've seen him, they've seen the Father. God the Father dwells in him, and he in God. It's just so interesting, so amazing, these truths that Jesus was pointing out here. He made it abundantly clear to his disciples, and it's for us too, to know and understand that he and God the Father are one and the same. And yet, they are two distinct beings, each one being a part of the Trinity. Now, I'm not able to explain the details of those facts, but I believe them by faith. And we all, as Christian people, as God's children, we must believe that by faith. To believe otherwise is heresy. And so, as the prophet Isaiah has told us, Jesus is the Everlasting Father. May the Lord Jesus bless your day.